2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Final segment of the program brought to you by the folks at Online Trading Academy. Go visit them online. You get the register now for a no-cost three-hour workshop at tradingacademy.com. Tradingacademy.com. That means also that we're going to be doing our buy and sell, but I wanted to bring something up first here, Scott. I put out there on Twitter a couple of things over the weekend I wanted to read over the air because it fascinates me, the idea. I think we've talked about, you know, when you were a kid, before you were a professional athlete, you had the same kind of love of seeing, like when you'd run into guys –
like Earl Campbell?
You ran into Earl Campbell?
Yeah.
Just a pinch between my cheek and gum, Earl Campbell?
Earl Campbell, the Texas Rose.
But the thing about Earl Campbell, so that's when the GIF was playing down there in
for the Houston Oilers.
Yeah. Because I watched a video. It's funny you brought up Earl Campbell. I watched a video of Earl Campbell this week, and I thought, Earl Campbell is one of these guys that doesn't get enough credit because he's in that era, and he played for a team that wasn't, you know, the team that everybody loved in Texas. But that guy was a mix of Barry Sanders and, like, Christian Okoye, man. Like,
right.
He was an absolute bull. And he had those hips, those same kind of hips that
Barry
did.
A beast of a man.
I couldn't believe how fast he was for how big he was, too.
Yeah.
My heavens. So when you met Earl Campbell, was he nice?
He was super casual. Just laid back and just kind of. Like he knew he was Earl Campbell.
So I put it out there on Twitter. I said, if you've met a professional athlete who was totally cool and who was lame.
You know who was really cool for me?
Who was?
Can I say this?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the question is.
All right. So who I thought was awesome was two. There's actually two guys.
Yeah.
And they're total old school.
Was this pre you being a professional athlete yourself?
No, but it was cool when I met him.
Okay.
There were some guys. There are some guys that are well known. Let's say they're well known in the state of Utah. I'm not a huge fan of.
They were not cool.
Not a huge fan. But I'm not going to get into
that. Okay. Because we had a lot of Twitter followers who said the same thing. They're like, John Stockton stinks to talk to. He was the worst to interact with. We had mixes of people having.
I would see that.
We've had mixes of and I think he was known for that too. That was kind of
right.
His thing. It was like, he's not easy to talk to. He doesn't like the limelight, you know, that kind of thing. So, and Karl Malone, we got mixed. And I think that Karl Malone is a. Kind of guy that got, like, he had some bad days and he let you know.
Yeah.
And then, but he was also a pretty nice, in some cases, he did amazing things for people and was totally cool. But there were some that were not, people were not impressed with the mailman. But what were you going to say?
All right, so Johnny Unitas. I had lunch with Johnny Unitas when I went to Baltimore and played for the Ravens, and he lived there. And I went to lunch with him, and he was amazing. It was the coolest thing in the world.
He was down to earth and everything.
And it was talking shop, and he was talking about his era.
Oh, I love that.
It was talking about – because we had a common thread in Coach Shula.
Right.
Because he coached in Baltimore, and a lot of
– And you both were
a lot of
19.
What was developed with Johnny Unitas in Baltimore carried through to my time in Miami. And even the place, like that system kind of originated there. So that was a really cool thing. And I just remember him saying, you know, I don't care if you wear my jersey. Like, seriously, it's not, why would I care about that? You want to wear it? Go for it. You know, I think that's cool. And so that was really cool meeting him. And then the other guy who I love to this day is Joe Namath. And I know Joe Namath is kind of, you know,
Broadway Joe always came across like he could totally ice you out though and be like mean.
Just as nice as could be.
That's great.
Nice as could be.
And, I love hearing that.
And I was a nobody. Like I was the backup quarterback to Dan Marino and nobody. And I met him. He came in the locker room and he was hanging out with the quarterbacks and he was just could not have been a nicer,
who
cooler
were the stinkers,
guy.
Though?
In my whole entire, like he was awesome.
Who were the stinkers?
Well, I can't tell you who the stinkers are.
Okay, I'll let other people do that. You ready for this? So this one just says, I saw Greg Ostertag. There's so many Greg Ostertag stories that came in on Twitter. I saw Greg Ostertag at Taco Bell. He was upset and complaining to the employees that all the soda was flat. I thought there was not more of a Greg Ostertag type of an interaction. Hey, our boss Tanya, you ready for this? Jerry Rice was signing autographs at a store in Vegas. My son was standing off to the side watching. Rice called him over, asked if he could get a photo or if he wanted a photo, brought him in behind the ropes, showed him his Super Bowl ring. Very nice. Jerry Rice is one of those guys that comes up as always being like totally down to earth.
But Jerry Rice is also brutally competitive.
Yeah,
like there's
a
side of Jerry Rice that's not nice.
Yeah, and,
but not to people.
But it's on the field.
Right.
And some of these guys. How about this one for Shaq? I met Shaq while I was serving a mission in Orlando. He was nice as could be. Called us elders, thanked us for our service, and wished us well. Really cool experience. That's from Matt Harris on Twitter. So many others that came in. From Terry Camp said Blake Griffin was really cool. So many people saying,
you know who's bad? I'll give you someone who's bad.
I'll give you a really good one that always came in for everybody.
Ty
Detmer.
Is always good?
Was always awesome.
Oh, Ty Detmer's amazing.
Ty Detmer, everyone's like, he's the most amazing guy.
Ty Detmer could run for mayor. He'd win.
So Tiger Woods bad?
Tiger Woods really bad.
I think he knows that, though.
Of course he does.
That's why you could say it.
He was in the pro shop where I lived in Orlando. He had been playing golf. No one was in there. And this guy, there's a guy and his son and Tiger Woods and me off in the corner. And the dad asked if Tiger would sign something for his kid, and he said no.
Why?
Exactly. This is a private place. It's not he's not even in public. And it's like they're all alone. There's no one around, and he wouldn't do it.
So I'll say this about Rudy Gobert. We have a coworker who lives near Rudy, and it's a gated community. You can't just get in, right?
Right.
But he has had people, she goes, it happens a lot, where people will get behind the gate, and they'll walk up to his house and knock on his door.
That's such a Utah thing. I'm telling you, it is such a Utah thing.
She goes, it's dads with their kid. And it's like the dad wants to meet Rudy, so he brings the kid as like a, hey, can you? And she says, Rudy is always nice. She said he's always nice about it. But could you imagine? Like, it's a very private community.
I've had people do that to me living in Utah.
They knock up to the, hey, man, what's up?
Don't tell strangers.
Right.
Don't know who they are.
Right.
They go, my dad or someone said, is this a card of you? And I go, yeah. And they go, well, will you sign it for me? Sure.
Tons of people. I appreciate all the people saying, hey, met Steve Young. He was awesome. He was laughing with us. Chad Lewis weighed in on Steve Young because a person said, I watched an interaction between Chad Lewis and Steve Young when they were going down to Lake Powell. And we were in Hanksville, and they were filling up on gas, and Chad Lewis paid for the gas, but it was in like you know in on Steve Young's truck, you know,
right?
And he's like, "You don't pay for my gas, rookie. I make $8 million a year." And they thought it was hilarious. And Chad Lewis was like, "Hey, I just was trying to be nice because he was taking me and my wife to Lake Powell."
Right.
And I just thought it was a funny interaction with that.
It's good to hear about Steve Young.
No, I love that reaction. So those tweets
we'll do
a more extended version of this when we do the. Let's go real quick, Scott, to buy or sell. Do you buy Rudy Gobert being named the State of Sports Male Athlete of the Year? He's been named it. Does he deserve it?
Well, of course he does. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, he was a polarizing figure in the world of sports in the world, you know, really. I mean, and it wasn't even sports. It kind of transcended everything that went on. What happened with him? No question.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm buying it big time. What about, do you buy watching people play sports video games online? That's like a thing now. I can't do it. The simulations that people even call the games on, I can't do. Those are hard for me to watch.
I can't get into actually playing video games or do any of that stuff. Right. I just can't get it. And you know what it is to me? It's just a suck of your time. It's just such a...
Yeah.
And because I know myself and I'd get way into it and I just don't think it's a good thing.
All right. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Hey, that conversation we had about athletes, who are the coolest ones that you've ever met, who are the ones that are total duds, we'll extend that, and I want to make Scott tell me a few more that were not the best interactions that he's had, and we'll read some more of your tweets as well. Thanks for participating in those. Our extended version of KSL's Unrivaled is on podcast, where all these are found as well. If you miss any portion of the show on the air or any of our podcast episodes, you can download those anywhere podcasts are found. Go to kslsports.com and click on podcast, and you can find us there. For Scott, I'm Alex. We'll see you next time, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.